مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق بالمعتاد ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرام مقلة بدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقاء كاظمات أو ما ظل برق في الظلماء من إظام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. The stanza we are busy with today, remember, still under this chapter of the nafs. And you know, the month of Ramadan that is coming, what is this beautiful month of Ramadan? The beauty of it is that the doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jannah are open. Futtihat abwabul Jannah. The doors of Jannah are open. Wa ghulliqat abwabu أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ and the doors of Jahannam are closed. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينِ and the shayateen, they are chained. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of Jannah are open. This means that drink to your heart's full when it comes to doing good actions. This is that whole competition now that is to take place. And this competition means we're going to engage in good actions. And when it comes to evil, we're going to bring it to a almost minimal low that it's almost as if though it's zero. So this is that particular month. But the nafs and the desires of the nafs are still there. So this temptations that it's been building up for so many years, for so many months, and now all of a sudden the thought has clicked or the thought has come in now. You know, you receive a message, one new message. When it's from a person that you like, you want to see that message. You can't wait. You are anxious. What is this message going to be about? And when it's from someone whom you are avoiding or some news you are trying to avoid and you know there's something, if it's going to come from this person or some messages, it's not going to be all too good news. You sort of delay that message. You sort of leave it for some time because you don't want to deal with the reality. The reality is this, we are going to pass away. That's absolutely no doubt. You will, death will meet you. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ It's going to meet you. Whether you are in some protected building, whether you are in some fortified fortress, still, wherever you're going to be, death will come to you at its particular place. Just a few weeks ago, this uncle was telling me that this brother was out in Jamaat, in Tabligh. And he said a particular person came and purchased bananas for them and dropped it off and said, this year is for you people. So it was quite a whole lot, a box full of bananas. And you're going to Durban, South Coast, you'll see all the banana farms there. And you can pick it up at a real cheap price. And they've got a particular area as well where they ripen it faster than usual. So we went to a driving pass one day and we just said, let's check it out for the experience. You know, some things you do just for your children to remember. So we bought a whole box full of, the whole boot was filled with bananas. And it lasted us and we were giving out and quite cheap when you compare it, when we compared it to the shop price, spa's price, it was way cheaper. It was almost working out to 7 rands a kilo, whereas spa had it for 20 and more rands per kilo. So, but it was more for the experience. So one brother came, he dropped off a whole lot of bananas for this Jamaat, and they now. So this brother said, no, I want my share now. They were planning to say, you know, at next stop, or we'll sort it out and fairly share it, or whatever the agreement was. Usually there's no real formalities with all of this. Whoever wants to eat, eat, you don't want to eat, don't eat. There's no real, like, we've got to split it accordingly. Not everyone wants bananas sometimes. Not everyone wants so much of bananas and the rest. Anyway, when these bananas were there, the box of bananas, this brother was quite pushy and he said, I want my share now. I want my share now. I don't care. I want my share. He wasn't so rude or whatever it was, but he was insisting, persistent. So they said, okay, let's give it to him. It's his right. It's his hug. Let's give it to him. And they couldn't understand it because usually he doesn't have this. Anyway, he took his share and he ate whatever he needed to eat. Before they got to the next stop, he passed away. They got the new he was with and he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is what you, as soon as you hear some news of this sort, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Immediately you say this. So they realized now this is why he was being so persistent. He had to take his share before he passes away. You will not leave this world until you take your share of it in this world. Before you pass away, you will take your share. What even that slightest bite, that slightest grain of rice, that too you will consume it before you leave this temporary world. This nafs, we were saying, it has all these temptations. It has all these lustful desires. So we have to tame it. We have to tame it. You're driving on the highway. You put it on cruise control. You set it. It mustn't go beyond. It mustn't go below. It must stay on this. Then you, how do you do this? So that's a car. So you say, how about a human being? That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Check your nafs. Keep a self-evaluation. Critically analyze. Be dedicated. This is what we say. When you're studying at UNISA and all of this, they have objectives. They have outcomes. They have all of these things to monitor your progress. So you, for this worldly life, you have put so much of effort and so much of systems and so much of methodologies in place, just so that you can earn that rand and that cent efficiently, effectively. So much is drilled in you that you have to go to school, otherwise you're going to be a loser. You're not going to earn nothing. This, that is drilled in you so much. So we said to you earlier as well that the schools are now flooded. There's no space even for one more student. And the homeschoolers are saying, but come, we're helping you, O government. Send them here. We will teach them. But no, you see, it has to be done systematically under the secularist whole lot of filth that they need to promote. This whole syllabus needs to be drilled in your child's brain. You know about the whole Mohsin Hendrix. What was the key aspect? And what is the root cause? Because today you're speaking of Mohsin Hendrix. And he is dead. And we say good riddance. But what about futuristic thinking now? This secularist mindset, the secularist invincibility that you feel constantly, I have the liberty to make translation of the Quran according to how I wish. I can. So what have you become? You are playing, basically. You're playing God. That's what you're doing. One person, I was just listening to one of the lectures of our seniors. In there it says, he says, MashaAllah, it was here at the Zadville Jalsa this weekend. Someone asked, or someone said something about God. I believe in God. I believe in the same God you believe in. Or something of that nature. So MashaAllah, this senior Mulana said, I don't believe in God. God has a masculine and a feminine. Feminist. Masculinity. It's got this. And its feminine is goddess. Allah doesn't have this. Allah is unique. Hu Allahu Ahad. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. Qul say, hu Allahu Ahad. He, Allah, is one. And when you see, laysa kamithli shay, there is nothing like Allah. At the end of Suratul Ikhlas, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, nothing equal to Allah. Absolutely nothing. Allah is unique. So they said, we believe in God, believe in your God. He said, no. God has goddess. Allah doesn't have a feminine. Allah is Allah. What a beautiful answer. So this nafs needs to be trained. For this Ramadan is there for us. And all of these doors of Jannah are opened. We have to see how we can mobilize ourselves towards these pathways to Jannah. Pathways, there's only one pathway, it's a straight pathway. But in that pathway, like you know, this is the month of Sha'ban. Sha'ban, the Sha'aba, and you'll see in these root letters, a Sha'ab, it means Tariqum, it's a pathway, Tariqun Anil Jabal, it's a pathway along a mountain. And this is a pathway to Ramadan. So engage in good actions. So كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لم يدري أن السم في الدسم. This particular stanza which we are busy with, it builds on from the previous where we spoke about the nafs. And last week we said and we quoted the hadith, a beautiful but of a lengthy hadith, but how Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he would go unconscious and then he would gain his consciousness and then he would carry on and then lose his consciousness and then come back, go back. Narration of Tirmidhi. And he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quoted this hadith in this house, in this particular house. You can access it. But one of the people there is those who recite, those who speak, those who about the Quran Sharif, gather the Quran Sharif, speak about the Quran Sharif. They memorize the Quran Sharif and it will be said, you read? But it wasn't read for Allah. You fought in the bath of Allah, but it wasn't for the. This teaches us, it's not the category of these people. It is every single one of us. I'm speaking today. What is the reality? Am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah? This has to be the question mark on my particular heart. Am I really doing this for the pleasure of Allah? Or am I doing this for someone and someone to say, hey, what a good speaker. Or what lessons are being learned here? No. What is the condition of the heart? كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة. Sometimes بہت سی مرتبہ نفس نے مہلک لذت کو انسان کے سامنے خوبصورت بنا کر پیش کیا اس طور پر کہ آدمی سمجھ نہیں سکا کہ مرغن غذا میں زہر ملا ہوا ہے. Looks beautiful, it looks tempting, but this we're speaking about particular actions. Like now we're speaking to you, it looks all good actions, but the reality is it really? Because if the heart, if the intention is tainted, then the action that follows it won't be effective. Allah grant us sincereness. There was also a particular hadith which we wanted to share with you last week. And time did not permit because we went on to the previous or the other hadith that was mentioned there also. But if you see, there are various stages. Person does good deeds, but he will be questioned with the intention with regards to why he did that deed. So Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that sincereness, because if it is mixed with batil or something insincere intentions, and this will become problematic. It's the narration of Ibn Majah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna akhwafa ma atakhawwafu ala ummati." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The thing I fear most for my ummah, al-ishraku billah, it is shirk with Allah." الاشراك بالله. Then Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أما إني لست أقول يعبدون شمسا ولا قمرا ولا وثنا ولكن أعمالا لغير الله وشهوة خفية. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the thing I fear most for my ummah is shirk with Allah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies and says, I'm not saying that they will worship the sun. I'm not saying that they will worship the moon. I'm not saying that they will worship statues. Walakin a'malan. They will be doing actions li ghayrillah, besides for Allah. This is the shirk. وَشَهْوَةً خَفِيَّةً. And that inner hidden temptation desires. Sometimes the list is there and it's gone to super levels and then you want to carry out those actions. So outwardly looks kurta, outwardly looks cloak, outwardly looks parda, outwardly looks, but inside there's all of this that is taking place. Allah protect us. Allahumma hassin farji, Allah protect our private parts. So this is something Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared so much for his ummah. That these actions that I'm doing, I'm going to be fasting, I'm going to be reading salah, I'm going to be leading the taraweeh, I'm going to be doing sadaqah, I'm going to be doing so many actions, I'm going to be lecturing, I'm going to be whatever you are going to be doing for Allah, make sure whatever you do is for Allah. You're going to earn, it must be for Allah. You're going to cook, it must be for Allah. You, whatever you're going to do, must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must become key in our lives. Then you will see the benefits that flow thereafter. So this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared. Last week, just a summary of what we did, either the what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared. إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِيَوْمِ اللَّا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. When Allah gathers the people on the day of Qiyamah, on that day in which there is no doubt about, the day of Qiyamah, that day in which there is absolutely no doubt about, نَادَى مُنَادٍ, a caller will call out, مَنْ كَانَ أَشْرَكَ فِي عَمَلٍ عَمِلَهُ لِلَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلْيَتْلُبْ ثَوَابَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. That those people who did actions, and they did actions for Allah, outwardly it looked like it's for Allah, they did actions لله, but there was some sort of taint, there was some sort of stain or tainted intention together with it, then فَلْيَتْلُبْ ثَوَابَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ, that person, he must go and search for his reward from someone besides Allah. This is it. كَمْ حَسَّنَتْ لَذَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلَهُ. So many times, كَمْ بَهُوتْسِ مَرْتَبَى, so many times, the nafs, نفس نے محلک لذت کو انسان کے سامنے خوبصورت بنا کر پیش کیا. The nafs presents something for ourselves, for a person, and it looks beautiful outwardly, looks delicious. كم حسنت لذت للمرء قاتلة. But this is destruction for this particular person. قاتلة, it's poison. It's exactly that. You know how they portray that alcohol bottle with people sitting inside it and make it so beautiful, decorated for children even to see and grow up one day. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah protect us. But they will present it like this. But it's poison for the body. Coca-Cola. People love it. But see how poisonous it is for that system. It doesn't, imagine anything you drink, always you're looking for a best before date. Take Coke and leave it for weeks on end. What happens to it? Is there a change in the taste? Take Coke and then the next time you need to clean, or you need to really get to the bottom of that toilet, use it and see how effective it is. Was Coke made for your system? For your digestive system to deal with? Allah borrowed this body for you, and will you use it to destroy yourself further? No, take care of this, because did not the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two things, two bounties, which many people are deceived about. What is it? أَسِّحَّ وَالْفَرَاغُ. And this is good health and free time. And the only time Allah grant us tawfiq, understanding, ability, and activate our hearts so that before it's too late, we take advantage of these two that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will be deceived, or people are deceived about it. As-sihha wal-faragh. This is good health and free time. كَمْ لَذَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلَهُ. Many a time, the nafs presents delicious items which are destructive. من حيث لم يدري أن السم في الدسم. In such a manner that you have this ghee, muraghan, this ghee or this fat that you are using. Ghee, you know, top quality. But inside there is a drop of poison, and that poison is sufficient to finish you up. That poison is enough to finish you up. Did they not poison Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did they not? So something is presented beautiful, but inside it there is this. In here you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the verse of the Quran Sharif, there's many kam. Kam means in this particular place, it means how many a time, how many categories, how many times, how many. So this kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathira. You can see it today as well. How many a time a small group overpowers a big group. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 249. So that's that first word in our Qasida Burda stanza, kam. Kam comes for any for other aspects as well. Istifhamiya comes for other things. The next word, hassana. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. This means to have. How beautiful. How excellent. This is it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents all of this for us to take lesson, to take heed. Look in Surah Al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. To have such good character, to be so kind, just the way Allah was so kind to you. There are various aspects to this. You see, and if you look in the hadith, Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hassinu, this word hassanat. So here is the instruction. Hassinu aswatakum bil Quran. The month of the Quran is coming. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al Quran. The month of the Quran. How much you read it? In the hadith it is mentioned. Hassinu aswatakum bil Quran. Beautify your voices when you're reading the Quran. Read in a beautiful manner. This adds that level or that aspect. There's a hadith also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned in Ibn Majah, Allah listens more attentively to a person who reads loudly, beautiful voice. Beautiful doesn't mean it has got to be like Sudais or Shuraim, or it's got to be like Shatri. Beautiful means jawwada yujawwidu tajweedan, to read with tajweed. Jawwada tajweed means to beautify. The way to do it is to read with tajweed. That is beauty in itself. Every person has that innate beauty in his voice. And he has to just get in touch with it. And Allah will make it easy. It's not something where you are made, only he's got a beautiful voice, so his Quran will be heard. No. In fact, if you are struggling, you know the hadith. If you are struggling and you are still making effort, for you is double reward. But you don't give up. Because with that difficulty, you're still trying. There was one brother, elderly, he came to Dar al-Umm Zakariya. And he was struggling to give his sabah. He had children also. See, a little goes a long way, they say in English. A little goes a long way. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقُ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. Protect yourself from the fire, even though it be with half a date. Half a date accepted, Allahu Akbar. Half a date, but accepted in the court of Allah, that's waiting for you. Learn a verse, learn a word, learn however much you can a day. You never know, that's going to carry you. So, this brother, he learned and he confided a few times in me also and said, this is difficulty that I'm facing. And you know, you pour your heart out, you try to console, help, assist. But look how Allah rewards sincereness. Look how Allah rewards that love, the want, that desire to do good, even though you couldn't do it to the best of your ability. In between, he goes to Medina Munawwara to visit. There, Allah takes his life. That where Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu used to make dua, Ya Allah, take me away in the path of Allah and take me away in Medina Munawwara. In the city of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the dua of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make effort. How can you? Effort is one thing. How do you make effort when it's written out where you're going to pass away, what time you're going to... That's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, try, one desire for it, do it, and put your tawakkul in Allah. He goes to visit, he passes away in Medina Munawwara. Then you see. So, a little goes a long way. This is what we need to stress. 10 khatams. Hey, you know I made 10 khatams. Hey, you know I made... See. MashaAllah, very good. You did good work. But don't mess up good deeds. This is what this whole chapter is all about. كَمْ حَسَّنَتْ لَذَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلًا. They're presenting it as something that is excellent, something that is beautiful. But inside is poison. Inside is poison. He's reciting the Quran Sharif. But there's another agenda inside. No one says don't. It means, like we said to you in other weeks, you reading Salah, you are worried that people are watching you. Must you leave that because people... No. Make your intention firm. Ya Allah, this is for you. And continue doing it. Those thoughts will go away and Allah will grant you tawfiq to carry on with the good deed. To the point you won't worry about who's watching, who's not. And your consistency is part and parcel of your sincerity. Allah grant us sincereness and consistency. And allow us, enable us to do those things that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we want to just focus here a little bit. How and why nafs ki nigrani kyu zaruri hai? Why is it so important to focus on the nafs and to keep a self-evaluation, a self-check constantly on the nafs? Why is this? So here it is said, Nazim rahimullah ne ma qabal mein farmaya ke nafs ki a'mal saliha karte waqt bhi nigrani karo. When you are doing pious deeds, actions, then too you must monitor it and see, evaluate. Uski wajah yahan bayan farmate hai کہ ایسا کرنا اس لیے ضروری ہے کہ بہت سی مرتبہ کوئی چیز آدمی کے لیے مہلک ہوتی ہے مگر نفس اس کو مزین و خوبصورت دکھاتا ہے. سو واٹ ہیپنز از دا نفس اٹ پریزنٹس لائک وی سیڈ اٹس گیونگ آف دیٹ بیوٹیفل فریگرنس بٹ ان سائڈ اٹ دیر از سم تھنگ ایلس اینڈ اٹس دیٹ پوائزنس کلچر وچ از گوئنگ ٹو کل یو. ناؤ ان دس ایئر حضرت مفتی رضا الحق صاحب حفیظ اللہ گیوز انسٹنسز اینڈ shows you exactly here are examples of how this occurs. So we're becoming practical now. And let's see. Aadmi koi nek amal karta hai. Sometimes a person is doing a good action. Phir nafs kehta hai ke tumhe riyakari karni chahiye. You're doing this program. Why don't you broadcast it? Why don't you share it? Why don't you do this? Taake tumhe dekar اور لوگ بھی اچھا کام کرنے لگے اینڈ ادرز ول فیل موٹیویٹڈ دے ول فیل گڈ ایز ویل. حالانکہ نیت کچھ اور ہوتی ہے. ہاؤ ایور دا انٹینشن از ٹوٹلی سم تھنگ ایلس. سو یور نفس از سیئنگ لائک دے آر انسٹنسز وے یو آر گیونگ سو زکات اور صدقہ از بی کلیکٹڈ. ناؤ یو نو نو بڈی از پوٹنگ دیمسیلوز فارورڈ and no one is helping, no one is assisting. We're doing a collection for sadaqah, right? No one is presenting. We're doing for Gaza, for example. We're not. I'm just giving you examples. Just now so many calls will come through. So what happens is no one is doing it. So I say, okay, yeah, I'm putting down however many K or whatever the case is. Why I'm doing this, I could have did it silently, but yeah, I'm doing it openly, publicly, is because I want to encourage the next brother. You know, in Jamaat, in Tabligh, again, we go back to that. When they're making tashkil, so they will say, okay, who's ready for 4 months? Come, my brothers, who's ready? So one brother stands up. And now the speaker will say, or who else is coming? Who else? Stand up, brothers, stand up. So, and then you will see just, it has like a ripple effect sort of. Next person stands. And people are just standing. It's having that effect. Person's not even thinking, he's just standing. Allah accept. So, this year, at times, it's permissible. But here your niyat and your intention is actually fame, or it is something that is dangerous, that is killer poison for you. So here, nez us wajah se bhi riyakari karna durust nahi. So at this particular point, at this particular juncture, then to stay away. At all times, riyakari is something you're supposed to stay away from all times. But there are instances like we gave you an example. But it mustn't be, I'm doing this so that we have to go down to the root and see what is this intention. That will determine. Dekhiye, riyakari aadmi ke liye kitna muhlik cheez hai. Magar nafs ne uske liye us taur par muzayyan kiya ke aadmi ko زہر کا پتا یہ نہ چل سکا. یہ پرسن ایون ریئلائز دس از پوائزن. ہی لکڈ ایٹ دیٹ گھی, ہی لکڈ ایٹ دیٹ بیوٹی, ہی لکڈ ایٹ, بٹ انسائڈ اٹ, ڈیپ رائٹ انسائڈ از دیٹ پوائزن. نمبر ٹو, نفس کہتا ہے کہ لڑکیاں اگرچہ بے پردہ آئے انہیں دین کی تعلیم دینی چاہیے. انہیں دین کی تعلیم دینی چاہیے کیونکہ ہمارے مقصد تو دین پھیلانا ہے. Now this is woman here and she's got no parda, nothing. Even there you shouldn't, with parda, today's, there is no time and excuse for this. So that's another example. Even with parda, they'll see, the nafs will tell you. I recall once, this was now in the beginning stages, you know, you don't even, you're learning about parda, all of this, yeah. And I say this with a great pain in my heart. And I'm not saying now we shouldn't go to that extreme and say all are the same. But what is wrong? And this is where we have to address as well. It was the initial stages and I was shocked. This brother who was with me, not my brother, of course, a brother of Islam, right? Let's say that. A student of Deen also. Comes from a good background, mashallah, everything. But see, the nafs decorates things for us. So these two parda aunties. Now we were, I'm not saying we are pure, we are better, whatever the case is. But you expect this from this particular person because they are coming from this background. And he says, you know, there's two girls walking. Now we don't even dare, we'll say, hey, with all our nonsense and everything, say at least that they are trying to cover themselves. Why must we now go and stay and make them feel uncomfortable? Right? Whatever the case is. We never understood much also of parda and still at that stages of learning. So anyway, what happens is, this brother say, I know who's the mother and I know who's the daughter. I can tell you that's the mother, who's the daughter. And he's proud about this. Student of Deen, where is your priorities? Where is your priorities? See, we have to address all. Not all are the same. But this is how you will portray a beautiful image, but inside there's something else. This is what we have to be aware of. So a person will say, hey, let me teach this female, no parda, nothing, but I'm teaching Deen. Now my objective is to teach Deen. And Mufti Saab says, Mufti Ridaul Haq Saab says, aaj kal baaz jaga ye raij hai, bhi hai, ke larkiyo ko bagheer parda ke Deen ki taalim di jaati hai, jabke ye soch ghalat hai. Nafs ye kyun nahi kehta ke hum kamzor hai, hum aise kaamon se bachenge. Yahan ek mustahab kaam ke liye mamnu kaam ka irtikab nafs ne muzayyan kiya jo ke durust nahi. At this particular juncture, why should I not say that I'm weak, I should stay away from this here? And this is a mustahab action. So for mustahab, I'm doing something that is haram. How can this be? This is not permissible. Last one, then we finish off. Baz log ka, there are others as well. We just finish off with this. Baz logo ka ye khyal hota hai ke hume film dekhni chahiye taake usse samjhe aur peer uski tardeed kare, ya science film dekhni chahiye taake hum science ban jaye, ye science dan ban jaye, lekin us baat par gaur nahi karte ke film banti bahut si mamnuat shariya par mushtamil hai. Someone say, let me just watch this movie, I'm gonna watch it. You know, they had these movies, Bruce Almighty and all. I'm gonna watch it so that I can refute it. Or I'm going to become a scientist so that I can refute. I'm going to do this. But in that, there is so much of wrongs that is connected to it. So they see how the nafs. A person says, nafs kehta hai ke fula aurat ki iyadat ta'ziyat ke liye jao, usse usko tasalli hogi, tum ko bahut ajr milega, halanke nafs ka maqsad usse baat cheat karke lazzat hasil karna hota hai. A person says, let me just go visit this lady, she, my husband passed away or she's sick or whatever it is, I'll console her a little bit, not a mahram woman, like a strange lady. And you say, I'll get some rewards, console you. Deen teaches us this. But the nafs is to, that poison is there. And he just wants to make some convo. Perhaps he can get in there. Ya Allah, Ya Ghafoor. This one is dangerous. So last one. Koi talibe ilm bahut zyada mutala karta hai aur sunnat-e muakkada ko chhodta hai. He's doing a lot of reading. A student of Deen, alim. But he leaves the sunnat muakkada. Nafs usse kehta ke mutala karna ka bahut zyada thawab hai. Nafs is saying, read, read, read. and you'll receive a lot of rewards. But see where it's all falling down, boiling down to. Allah guide us. Allah, there's so many examples like this here. Allah, put us onto the straight path and allow us, enable us to do things solely, only for His pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.